So this month, we open to the highest idea of our lives through the spiritual practice of visioning. And again, the difference between visioning and visualization is one is that we're open to that divine resource within and how it is guiding us. Now, you know that there is no separation between you and it. It is not this outside source that somehow is like a broadcast station within you. It is you speaking to you, the you with a capital Y speaking to the you with a little y. And when we open up to that inner resource, we actually get guidance through our soul, through the spirit within, on what are the best things to do next. And what is our life calling us to do today? So let's see where we can go with that. So today's topic is release and let go, and I think you'll like it. We're going to talk about releasing and what is it. We're going to talk about the skinny cow, and we're going to talk about the eagle. So are you ready? So did you know that 100% of spiritual growth is in letting go? And why do I say that? Well, releasing and letting go of ideas, beliefs, and attachments that no longer serve creates an openness and a spaciousness. It allows for that divine wisdom within to guide us in ways that don't limit us the way that our own way of thinking may have. And so it helps to remove obstacles and blocks in the way of living the vision when we're willing, at least willing, to let go. Releasing is about making room for a greater good to be expressed and received, for change to take place, and for healing. And I know that all of us really would love to have a greater expression of life. We may not necessarily be so keen on change taking place. And I would say that for those of us who really are experiencing something other than wholeness and health, that we're looking for healing. And it may be emotional, it may be spiritual, it may be physical. So let's go a little deeper. Releasing is not based on what we choose to release, but the all-knowing spirit within always knows what is ready to release. And that means that on some level, you do know what you need to release to move forward. So your job is to ask spirit within what needs to be released. Your work is to be still, to listen to the voice within, and to follow its guidance. As spirit fills your being with the truth, you can relax. You can release and let go of all that no longer is needed with a sense of trust. And I don't expect you to believe me, but I'd like you to experiment with this idea. I know that there may seem like there's this real resistance around letting go of the known. The thing is that I invite you to consider that the unknown may contain things that are just so awesome that you'll say to yourself after the fact, why didn't I already do this last year or 10 years ago or yesterday? Fear keeps us hanging on to what doesn't work in our lives. It also keeps us from surrendering to our good. Surrender has two sides. We surrender all that does not serve, and then we surrender to our greatest good. And that was an anonymous quote. I couldn't find who wrote that. But it's really true that in The Course in Miracles, they say there are only two realities, love and fear. And either you're living in a place of love, which is open, acceptive, receptive, or fear, which is restrictive and says no. So the skinny cow, I tried to find a picture of a skinny cow. I think this one's a pretty good example of one. So there was a spiritual teacher. His name was Baal Shem Tov. And Baal Shem Tov would take his students on a pilgrimage, and they were going on a pilgrimage, and they were walking through this one little village. And in this village was a man by the name of Adir and his wife, and they were at this market. Now, the backstory to Adir and his wife is that they were really, really poor. And all they had was one cow, and it was a really skinny cow. And Adir was really happy that he had this cow. The problem was that it didn't produce a whole lot of milk, and so they had to have enough to eat, but they also wanted to sell some of this milk so that they could make some money to buy other food. And so they were at the market selling that little bit of milk that this skinny cow would produce when this Baal Shem Tov came through town and stopped to see Adir at his booth. And he said to Adir and his wife, "My student and I need a place to stay tonight. Can we stay at your house?" And of course, Adir said, "Absolutely. We would be honored to have you," and invited them to his home. And of course, they go home. Adir and his wife say, like, "I don't know what we're going to do. Like, we really don't have anything to eat for them. How are we going to possibly honor this really amazing spiritual teacher when all we have is this little bit of milk? And we had that this morning, and we can't get any more milk until tomorrow." And Adir says, "Well, you know what? We've asked them over. We're obliged. We're going to have to slaughter this cow and feed it to Baal Shem Tov and his student." And so he goes about slaughtering his cow, and his wife cooks it. And that evening, Baal Shem Tov shows up at his house with his student, and they sit down to the table. And in Adir's mind, he's thinking, "Well, good, we'll have food for several days after they have eaten, so we'll be okay for a while until I figure out what to do next." And wouldn't you know it, that Baal Shem Tov and the student eat absolutely every last morsel of this beef. There is not a drop left. And instead of spending the night, Baal Shem Tov, with his full stomach, says, "You know what? We're satisfied. We've eaten. It's still a little bit daylight. We're going to just go ahead and move on to the next town rather than spending the night." And he's left kind of devastated and feeling really terrible. And he decides to go out to the forest to get some wood to start his fire at home. And he discovers this man lying in the ditch, and he's moaning, and he goes over to him, and he's really well dressed, and he says, "What's the matter, sir?" And he says, "I fell, and I think I broke my leg." And so Adir, who had all of these sticks and branches and things that he was carrying to bring home for his fire, decided to use his shirt and these sticks, and he tied them around the man's leg so that he could stabilize his leg, and he helped him back into town. And that's how it seems like the story ended. But a few months later, Baal Shem Tov is coming through town again, and he's going to the market, and he happens to go past this really amazing carriage, really expensive carriage, as he's walking to the market. And he notices that it's Adir. And his student says, "Baal Shem Tov, that's Adir. How is it that he has this fantastic, fantastic carriage?" And Baal Shem Tov says, "Well, let's go and ask him." So the two of them go up to the carriage, and they say to Adir, "How is it that you have this fantastic carriage?" And Adir tells Baal Shem Tov, "It's unbelievable what happened. You were here that one day, and that evening I went to get some wood for the fire, and I came across this man who had broken his leg, and I helped him by securing his leg and helping him home. And he happened to be the most wealthy man in the city, and he just died a couple of days ago, and he left all of his fortune to me because of that good deed that I did." And Baal Shem Tov looked at his student and went, "Wow, like, isn't that something?" And they proceeded on their way, and Adir was left where he was. And of course, Baal Shem Tov then is walking, and his student says to him, "You know, I really don't understand this spirituality that you're teaching me." And Baal Shem Tov says, "Well, what do you mean?" And he says, "Well, you know, Adir was so poor, and you ate all of his food when we were at that meal at his house. And secondly, you're a vegetarian. You don't even eat meat." And Baal Shem Tov looked at him with a big smile, and he said, "A deer was never poor. I just needed to get the skinny cow out of the way." And before I go into the next story, which falls into a similar idea, I'd like to talk about the concept of what is it that you're hanging on to, that perhaps you're afraid that if you let go, if you let go of whatever it is, it's a relationship, it's a job, it's an idea of something, that perhaps there is something so much better waiting for you, but until you let it go, until you release, until you surrender, you're not going to even know what that might be. A change of fortune was waiting for a deer in the future, but not in the place that he was at. It was necessary to bring him to the end of his rope so that he would be forced to leave and settle elsewhere. This is exactly what happened. The rest you already know. And so the story of the eagle, it was Chris Chenoweth, actually, who was a Unity minister, who told this story years ago, and it really impacted me. I actually wrote a children's book around this story as well. And the story goes this way, that an eagle has eaglets. They lay eggs, and then they have baby eagles, which are called eaglets. And the story goes that they built these nests out of really, really thorny branches, and then line the thorny branches with leaves and other soft materials like moss. And so when the baby eaglet, or many of them, are born, then they basically have this really comfortable, soft place to be. And as they start to get bigger, when they start to be of the age to have to learn how to fly and feed themselves, the mother eagle starts to pull out all of that soft lining. And eventually what happens is that the nest is so sharp and so prickly because of these thorny branches that the nest was made from, they are so uncomfortable that they have to leap out of the nest to actually be comfortable. And so they're left with the choice of either stay there and really hurt, or leap out and learn how to fly, which they didn't know they could do until they did. And the children's story goes that in spite of life's challenges, there is always a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, sort of thing. And so what is it that you're afraid to do? That if you were to let go of the restrictions, perhaps the pain and the suffering that might be going on right now in some area of your life, and that if you were to just take a leap of faith, you would find out what it is that you actually have supporting you, which is spirit, which is within you as well as everywhere around you. So are you ready and willing to trust the process? I guess that's the question. What's calling to be let go of? And do you have faith that things will eventually turn out in its own time? You know, they say a flower only blooms when it's ready. You can't force it. And you really can't force yourself either to do something that you're not ready to do. But maybe there is this, I'll call it divine discontent, going on in your life right now. And what you're looking for is a way to move forward. Well, that wisdom is within you. And as you sit in silence and ask the question, what's calling to be let go of? Then the answer will ultimately come. It may not come right away, but it does. And it may seem like the scariest thing in the world to do. But I'll tell you this. It is something better, because I believe in the affirmation every day in every way. I'm getting better and better. And I also believe that life is supportive and benevolent, and it comes from my own belief in it that it shows up in the most wondrous ways. So I invite you to think about what it is that you've been hanging on to. And how would it feel if you were to let that go and be awed by life instead. So the more I release, the more good I can experience. Do you want to say that with me? The more I release, the more good I can experience. So we talked a little bit about releasing. We talked about the skinny cow. So what represents the skinny cow in your life? And I told you the story of the eagle and how the eagle teaches its baby to fly. So what is it that you are about to find out that you already know? And so it is. So let's anchor that with this song, Relax and Let Go by Karen Drucker.
I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. All is well, all is well. I relax, sing it, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. All is well,
all is well,
all is well. And every day I affirm and pray that I'm blessed with everything I have. I release my fear, 'cause it's all so clear. I am held, I am loved, I am saved. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I am well,
I am well,
I am well. And now I see what my life can be when I trust in the process and have faith. And now I know that when I let go, that I have all I ever need. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax,
let go,
release and surrender. I relax,
let go,
release and surrender. I am well,
I am well,
I am well. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. All is well,
all is well,
all is well. One more time. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. All is well,
all is well,
I am well,
I am well.
All is well,
all is well,
I am well.